Blog Talk Radio.
I know a man standing by the Jordan, wiping tears from everybody's eyes. I know a man, I know a man. He's standing by the Jordan, wiping tears from everybody's eyes. I never knew a man like this before. Who could open so many doors? I know a man, I know a man, standing by the Jordan, he's wiping tears from everybody's eyes. I know a man, I know a man, he is preaching by the Jordan, now wiping tears from everybody's eyes. I know a man, I know a man, Jesus Christ is preaching by the Jordan, wiping tears from everybody's eyes. I never knew, I never knew, never knew a man like this before, who could open so many doors. I know the name, I know the man, standing by the Jordan, wiping tears from everybody's eyes. I know that man, I know that man, he was preaching by the Jordan, wiping tears from everybody's eyes. I know that man, I know that man, Jesus Christ, he's preaching by the Jordan, wiping tears from everybody's eyes. I never knew, I never knew, never knew a man like this before, who could open so many doors. I know a man, I know a man, standing by the Jordan, I know the 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 man, standing by the Jordan, wiping tears from everybody's eyes. I know that man, I know that man, he is praying by the Jordan, wiping tears from everybody's eyes. I know that man, I know that man, Jesus Christ, he's praying by the Jordan, wiping tears from everybody's eyes. I never knew, I never knew, never knew a man like this before, who could open so many doors. I know that man, I know the man, standing by the Jordan, wiping tears from everybody's eyes. I know that man, I know that man, he is singing by the Jordan, wiping tears from everybody's eyes. I know that man, I know that man, Jesus Christ, he's singing by the Jordan, wiping tears from everybody's eyes. I never knew, I never knew, never knew a man like this before, who could open so many doors. I know that man, I know the man, standing by the Jordan, 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 wiping tears, wiping tears from everybody's eyes. I know that man, I know that man, he is preaching by the Jordan, wiping tears from everybody's eyes. I know that man, I know that man, he's preaching by the Jordan, wiping tears from everybody's eyes. I never knew, I never knew, never knew a man like this before, who could open so many doors. I know that man, I know the man, standing by the Jordan, wiping tears from everybody's eyes. I want to say good evening to each and every one of you. This is Pastor Mike Phoebe with the Golgotha Church of Christ. Just excited today
just excited because God has been good to me. He's been good, been better to me, and he's been better to you than we've ever been to ourselves. Amen, somebody. Just had a great time today with the Far West congregation. It was good to see one of my members, Sister Rhonda Hamburg, make it through today. We had a great time. See, she's on right now. How you doing, sis? Got your messages. The spirit man. This man, I see you. Wilbur Cook, good to see you. Doc, Sister Furley, good to see you. We just had a great time today, and others that are coming on. If you can share this video, we definitely appreciate it. We're also are broadcasting live on our Blog Talk radio line, Fighting an Incarcerated Mind with the Incarnated Christ, broadcasting right now in Norway and Canada, the continental United States, as well as the United Kingdom. So we're just praying. What you got down in Acts of this song will continue to be playing my head. Praise God. Amen. I hope I was in tune there. So you won't get them bad notes. Amen, somebody. And so we're just having a great time in the Lord. I don't know about you, but when two or three are gathered together in God's name, God is in the midst. I'm just excited today because he's just been a great God and just been on a high all day. Spent some time with my wife this afternoon. We got a chance to get to one of her restaurants she's been wanting to and eat a little bit and came home and slept a little bit and now energized for tonight. Amen, somebody. Let's sing a couple more songs and as others are coming on and we want you to, if you know the song, sing along with us and then prepare your minds for our invocation. If you have any prayer requests, just type them in. We want to say happy birthday to Anastasia out on the Blue Streets. Amen, somebody. It was her birthday yesterday. I guess they was out at the pool doing their thing, enjoying themselves. They love to see youth doing and growing up. And my wife couldn't quit talking about the pictures that she saw of the kids growing up. Amen, somebody. It's just great to be a part of people's lives and be able to see growth in that process as well. And then also want to ask for prayer requests for a good friend of mine, a very good friend of mine, a brother from another mother. The Raybon family, Brother Art Raybon and my cousin Marcy Raybon, Art lost his dad, Frank. And the service was yesterday in Des Moines. I was hoping to get there, but I'm just not moving like I used to and have to be knowledgeable of that. My head was there, but my physical body just would not be able to be there at this time, so I'll be there. Sometime in August, I think somewhere around the 24th, I'll get a chance to spend some time with them and the congregation as well, and then also be able to see my mother. Looking forward to be able to see her and see her. She looked like she was doing well, and that you know, hear what the doctor's report is on that, and spend time with my sisters, Phyllis and Lois. That's my main gist of coming back home that week. I get a chance to see other people, my cousins, and other relatives, brothers and sisters, et cetera. But Phyllis and Lois' birthday will be on the 8th, I believe it is, of next month, of August. And so I want to get a chance to get home and wish them happy birthday, even though it'll be a little late. We can still eat. Amen, somebody. All right, we're going to sing a couple more songs as you prepare your minds for the invocation and then our communion. I shall wear a crown. Amen. I love that song. Watch ye therefore, you know not the day when the Lord shall call your soul away. If you labor, striving for the right things, you shall wear a golden crown. Oh, I shall wear a crown. I shall wear a crown when that trumpet sounds. When that trumpet sounds, oh, I shall wear a crown. I shall wear a crown. I shall wear a golden crown. Now be not like the foolish Persians did. For he is coming, and you know not when. Have your lamps all trimmed and burning bright, then you shall wear a golden crown. Oh, I shall wear a crown. I shall will wear a crown when that trumpet sounds. When that trumpet sounds, oh, I shall wear a crown. I shall wear a crown. I shall wear a golden crown. Now if at last I hold on to the end, Jesus is an everlasting friend. If I stay with in the church he found it, I shall wear a golden crown. Oh, I shall wear a crown. I shall wear a crown. When that trumpet sounds, when that trumpet sounds, oh, I shall wear a crown. I shall wear a crown. I shall wear a golden crown. Now if you fight that good old fight of faith and with patience run the race, when you lay your gospel armor down, then you shall wear a golden crown. Oh, I shall wear a crown. I shall wear a crown. When that trumpet sounds, when that trumpet sounds, oh, I shall wear a crown. I shall wear a crown. I shall wear a golden crown. Oh, I shall wear a crown. I shall wear a crown. When that trumpet sounds, when that trumpet sounds, oh, I shall wear a crown. I shall wear a crown. I shall wear a golden crown. Amen. Amen. Let's see here. Kneel at the cross. Christ will meet you. He intercedes for you. And lift up your voice. Leave with him your care and begin life anew. Kneel at the cross, leave every care. Kneel at the cross, Jesus will meet you there. A kneel at the cross, there is room for all who would a glory share. Let's not await, hunger every qual, those who are anchored there. Kneel at the cross, leave every care. Kneel at the cross, Jesus will meet you there. And kneel at the cross, give your idols up, look unto realms above. I see you, Monica Butler. Turn not away to life's sparkling cup. Trust only in his love. Kneel at the cross. Leave every care. Kneel at the cross. Jesus will meet you there. Amen. Amen. Honey, can I get a glass of water, please? Can I get a glass of water? Thanking you in advance. Amen, somebody. Just a closer walk with thee. I am weak, but thou art strong. Jesus, keep me from all wrong. And long as I walk, dear Lord, close to thee. Just a closer walk with thee. Grant it, Jesus, this my plea. Daily let it ever be. Thank you, honey. Just a closer walk with thee. Through this world of toil and snares, if I falter, Lord, who cares? Who with me my burden share? None but thee, dear Lord, none but thee. Just a closer walk with thee. Grant it, Jesus, this my plea. Daily let it ever be. Just a closer walk with thee. I am a weak, but thou art strong. Jesus, keep me from all wrong. I'll be satisfied as long as I walk, dear Lord, close to thee. Just a closer walk with thee. Grant it, Jesus, this my plea. Daily let it ever be. Just a closer walk with thee. Amen. We're going to sing one more song. And again, for those of you that are coming on, if you could share this video, we'd appreciate it. Also, if you have any prayer requests, you can type them in. Type them in on Facebook Live. Or if you would like to call in, and we can take them verbally. You can take it, just call in at 619-924-0767. Nothing like God's water. 619-924-0767. Well, Ernest, I see you, Doc. How you doing? How you doing, Stephen? How's Mom doing? Aretha Franklin of the Church of Christ. Amen. All right, we're going to sing one more song, and then we're going to get ready for our invocation. I'll Fly Away. Some glad morning, when this life is over, I will fly away. I'm going to a home on God's celestial shore. I will fly away. Don't you know that I will fly away? Oh, glorious. I will fly away in the morning, and when I die,
Hallelujah, by and by, I will fly away. The wind, the shadow of this life has gone. I will fly away, fly away, like a bird from prison bars is blown. I will fly away. Don't you know it? I will fly away. Oh, glory! I will fly away in the morning and when I die. Hallelujah, by and by. I will fly away. Don't you know it? I will fly away. Oh, glory! I will fly away in the morning and when I die. Hallelujah, by and by, I will fly away. Now just a few more weary days and then I will fly away, fly away to a land where joy shall never end. I will fly away. Don't you know that I will fly away. Oh, glory. I will fly away in the morning and when I die. Hallelujah, by and by. I will fly away. Don't you know that I will fly away. Oh, glory. I will fly away in the morning and when I die. Hallelujah, by and by, I will fly away.
Amen. Let's prepare our minds for prayer. Bow with me, if you will. Kind, righteous Father, in the sweet name of Jesus, Father, we come to you today thanking you the very best we know how. Thanking you for who you are and what you do. And Father, we pray that our consistency will bring great results for thee. Father, we ask you to continue to strengthen us and bless us in ways you know we readily stand in need of. That we're so grateful and so thankful that you allow us to approach the throne of grace and that you allow us to be in your presence. Come to you today, Father, with special prayer requests for my good friend, brother from another mother, Arthur Raybon, and the Raybon family, praying for his family during the bereavement of his father, which was yesterday. Father, we know that Frank was a great man. He was a father figure to a lot of us young boys there in Des Moines, Iowa, as we all grew up. And he had gotten ill and over the time, and Arthur's a spitting image of his dad. And so, Father, we ask you just to be with that family, be with his sisters and his brothers as they have to pick up and go on, as they have to deal with the house stuff and all the things that come along with it. Father, give Art the rest and the ability to grieve. Sometimes when the fanfare is going forward, you have to kind of keep a stiff upper lip, but I know. And we all know that time will come where you'll have those quiet moments and the tears will run. All tears are not salty tears, tears of love. And no matter how much we prepare for those situations, how much we know that it's coming, how much it's right there, still hits you like a ton of bricks. So, Father, I'm asking you to continue to bless him and strengthen him in ways he stands in need of, that if there's anything we can do, and when we go that way, be able to encourage them and continue to keep them going forward. Father, we ask you to be with the work that they're doing. And I used to work with my brother, Butch, and, as probation officer. And then Butch eventually retired and passed away here recently. Father, so I understand that. But I ask you just to be with them and strengthen them. Be with that family in a very powerful way. Also, special prayer requests for all those that are breathing and going through various things. Praying for Spirit Man today. Vincent Mahon is watching with us today. I should be with him and bless him where he stands in need of, and that entire congregation out there in Maywood. Be with their minister. Neil Lopez, continue to strengthen him and give him the ability to feed the flock and to be able to give them what they need, that you would provide for them, Father, and they will continue to grow and do great work in the Maywood area. We're praying also for Sister Rhonda Hamburg, who's on with us, and the entire Hamburg family, Christine and Mom Rennie and just the entire clan. I ask you to continue to bless them and keep them ways they stand in need of. So good to see her, to be able to embrace with her today and show pictures and et cetera. And just it was great to be in her presence today. We're praying for good to see Sister Folion. Praise God. Saying, Pastor, ask you to continue to bless her and keep her in ways that she readily stands in need of. And Sister Monica Butler's on with us. We ask you to be with her and bless her, as well as Brother Ernest Lemon. Strengthen them and bless them in ways they stand in need of. Father, praying for my wife, that we had a great time today, and just want to continue to multiply that, Father, multiplicity, and it will continue to grow thereby according to your will and according to your direction and your guide. So we ask you to continue to strengthen her, strengthen us, strengthen the work that we do. Give us the Midas touch, continue to be able to help souls and be encouraged for Jesus. Father, praying for all our family, for my Linda, praying for Patrick, and praying for Angie and the young ones, that you bless them and keep them away they stand in need of. But Deja, Jazz, Patrick's son, bless them and keep them away they stand in need of. Praying for Skirky and for Felix and for Irv and for Paul. Praying for Paul, that you continue to bless them and keep them away they stand in need of. I think I was getting them turned around for a bit, but Father, you know you can straighten it out. And praying for Mary Floyd, ask you to bless her and keep her the way she stands in need of. Mary Walker as well. Praying for my family, my sisters Lois and Phyllis. I ask you to be with them and strengthen them in the way they stand in need of. The children accordingly, Buddy and Larry and Jalen. Bless them and keep them, Michelle and Jenny. Strengthen them all and then their children as well. Praying for my sister Shanice and my sister Shawan and their families accordingly. Praying for my brothers, Tyrone and Darnell, and for Mose and for Damien. I ask you to continue to bless them and keep them in the lives that they touch accordingly. Father, I ask you to strengthen us and bless us. Praying for my daughters, Nicole and Juanita, Father, to keep them protected and keep them centered. Keep them reading the Bible, Father, strengthen them in ways they stand in need of. Father, we ask you just to be with us and bless us in ways we stand in need of. Praying for sister-in-law Alice. I ask you to bless her and keep her and strengthen her as she continues to walk the walk of faith. Continue to bless her and keep her. Father, praying for John Austin and the Austin family, who I believe had someone sick, a sister was sick or had a passing. I can't remember which one it is, but you know what it is. Father, I ask you to bless them and keep them in ways that they readily stand in need of. Father, I ask you to just be with all of us who strive to make heaven our home, that we continue to use the breath that you give us, the spirit that's in our body, to continue to magnify you every moment we get an opportunity. And if this will be enough in your son Jesus' name, our Lord and our Savior, our Messiah and our Adonai, this is our prayer in Jesus' name. Let us collectively say amen, amen, and amen again as we prepare for the communion. And I know it was the blood. Oh, yes, and I know it was the blood. Oh, yes, and I know it was the blood for me. One day when I was lost, he died upon the cross. And I know it was the blood for me. Oh, the blood came streaming down. Oh, yes, the blood came streaming down. Oh, yes, the blood came streaming down for me. Oh, one day when I was lost, he died upon the cross. And I know it was the blood for me. It's communion time. We have the privilege to commune with our Lord and Savior. Find in Matthew 26, at the Last Supper, Jesus told his disciples, I won't take this again until eat this bread until I drink this cup again, until I do it in my Father's kingdom. We know the kingdom to be the church. It came into existence in 33 A.D. And people were added to it, according to Acts 2, all the way down to 47. Praising God and having favor with the people, the Lord were added to the church daily, such as should be saved. God has but one church. And that one church is not a denomination. That one church is the church that he founded, the ecclesia, the body. It's the church that wears his name, the church that is of Christ. And so we're so thankful to just be members thereof. And so we find that Paul picks up the pen in 1 Corinthians 11, chapter verse 23. We also see in Acts 20 and 7 that it was upon the first day of the week that the disciples came together to break bread. And Paul says in Acts, in 1 Corinthians 11 chapter, beginning at 23rd verse, "For I received of the Lord that which also I have delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, in the same night in which he was betrayed, he took bread. And after he had given thanks, he broke it and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for thee. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner, he also took the cup, and after he had supped, said that this cup is the New Testament in my blood. Drink ye all of it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and you drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death until he come. But let a man examine himself. For he that eateth the bread and drinketh the cup unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation unto himself, not discerning the Lord's body. And for this cause many were sick and weakly among them, and many did sleep." That's good. Thanks for the bread and the wine. Father God, thank you for this bread, which is your broken body, and this cup, which is your shedded blood. We pray we take it with clean hands and a pure heart as we look to Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. All these blessings we ask in Christ Jesus' name, we humbly pray. Amen. You may now take the bread and the wine. Amen. One more song before we prepare. Our text today will come out of Psalms chapter 70. Psalms chapter 70. But old time gospel. Everybody wants something new, but I want the old. Give me that old time gospel. Sing with me. Give me that old time gospel. Give me that old time gospel. Give me that old time gospel. It's good enough for me. It makes me love everybody. It makes me love everybody. Makes me love everybody. It's good enough for me. Boy, it was good for Paul and Silas. It was good for Paul and Silas. It was good for Paul and Silas. And it's good enough for me. So give me that old time gospel. Give me that old time gospel. Give me that old time gospel. And it's good enough for me. It will take us all to heaven. It will take us all to heaven. It will take us all to heaven. And it's good enough for me. So give me that old time gospel. Give me that old time gospel. Give me that old time gospel. And it's good enough for me. Amen. Psalms chapter 70. Is an interesting song. We know that the book of Psalms, the book of choruses, was Israel's song book. And they sang words we read. They didn't have verses and stanzas and et cetera, so to speak, but they sang with their heart based off of experiences that they were going through. You can hear the prose. You can hear the poetry. You can hear the anger. You can hear the anguish. You can hear the pressure, the oppression. You also can hear the joy, the stability. You can hear the faithfulness, and you also can hear the weariness. As we read this Psalm of David, just five beautiful verses, but I want you to think of how this will relate to you even on today. You read it from your translation. I'm reading from the Holman's Christian Study Bible. A call for deliverance. Do you need deliverance today? Do you need rescue today? Do you need God to sanctify you and save you today? Shortest prayer in the Bible is, Lord, save me. That's time for the long, drawn-out prayer. I'm in a crisis, and I want to know that God hears me. Lord, save me. Or whether you recite 1,000 words or just two or three, we have a God that has big ears, a God that can hear you all the way from heaven. A God who's a sovereign God that will listen to whoever he chooses and will honor what he chooses to. You cannot force God's hand. The God who cannot lie is a reputation that's on the line, and he said that he will grant for his children. Ask and it shall be received. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened unto you. So, as we read this psalm, think about your relationship with God. A wife always says we need to keep our little hand in God's big hand. Everything's going to be all right. If we do that, recognize our hand is not bigger than God's. Think about if you've ever had a baby and you put that baby's hand in the parent's hand, how small, even though fingers are formed and you can see outlines and knuckles and everything, the bending of the wrist, how small that is compared to the massive size of the adult hand. Well, think about our hand and how small it is in our lives, how small it is in the lives of the big hand of God. Psalm chapter 7. God, deliver me. Hurry to help me, Lord. Those who seek my life be disgraced and confounded. Let those who wish me harm be driven back and humiliated. Let those who say, aha, aha, retreat because of their shame. Let all who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. Let those who love your salvation continually say, God is great. I am afflicted and needy. Pray to me, God. You are my help and my deliverer. Lord, do not delay. Does that sound like your prayer? When you're in the midst of a trial, in the midst of being challenged, does that sound like your prayer? Think about a trial. I look at a trial as a two-part word. You're being tried all the way. Tried to the nth degree. I'm on my wits. I'm at my wits' end. I'm at my last source of energy. I'm sweating out the last form of water that's in my body. I'm pushing beyond my limits. I'm being tried. We want you to think about how you come to a sovereign God. When your back's pressed up against the wall, when the deadline is already passed, you have to keep your cool. And the blessing that we have here, folks, is that you have a pipeline with God based off your faith relationship with God, that God hears you. And God's ready and willing to help you. Now, I'm not saying that we serve a God that's a genie in the bottle, because sometimes God's answer is no. Sometimes the best answer for you and for me is no, not right now. We have no patience. Maybe that's why the Bible says add to your faith patience. We don't want to wait on nothing. We want everything yesterday. Everyone's going nowhere fast. But what we need to understand is this is not a sprint. This is a marathon. You must live faithful unto death to receive the reward, the crown of life that fadeth not away. If Jesus shed blood for you, if he hung there on yonder's cross, and as I talked about today, the importance of a donkey. Many of us look down on a donkey because we think a donkey has nothing to offer. But a donkey has a whole lot to offer. Unlike horses, even though it's in the horse family and the mule family, a donkey is not easily startled like horses will be. You scare a horse, the power of 2,000 pounds coming at you out of his back foot can kill you and throw you. But a donkey is not easily startled. A donkey has a keen sense of curiosity and has a reputation, has an alleged reputation of stubbornness. Amen, somebody. So do we. Raise your hand if someone called you stubborn before. But it's there because it's due to their highly developed sense of self-preservation. They're willing to keep themselves from harm, analyze the situation, stay away from danger, and not let other animals, nor humans, hurt them so they don't flinch. Somewhat steadfast. But they're also very strong-willed. It's difficult to force or to frighten a donkey into something or somewhere it sees as contrary to its own best interest or its own safety. Those donkeys are highly intelligent and have an excellent memory. They can remember up to 25 years. So you've taken them on to a location, and they 25 years later, they can remember how to get back to that location. Great memory. It's a herd animal. They run in pack, they run in herds, but a single donkey can actually grow up and do well in a group with goats. What I like about a donkey, and I talked about that this morning, is that it will travel anywhere. It's better than horses because it can travel on mountains, it can travel on flat land, it can travel on all terrain and carries a burden load. Has large ears that can hear for 60 miles. They hear another donkey 60 miles away. It can hear that donkey. All donkeys have something on them, though, that I found was very interesting. As you and I must bear a cross, all donkeys, no matter whether they're lighter or their fur is darker, all donkeys down their spine and across their shoulders has a cross. And I thought that was interesting this week as I started looking into that, because if Jesus on Passion Week rode in on the cross, the foal of a donkey, if he rode in on the cross, we know at the completion of Passion Week, he was nailed to a cross, that old rugged cross on Golgotha Hill. Some of you know it's Calvary. Two authors called it Golgotha, one author called it Calvary. But I'm not afraid of the place of the skull. So that's where life began after death. Amen, somebody. And so what we see here is that Jesus was not only rode in on the cross, he was nailed to the cross, stretched high, lifted high and stretched wide on the cross, speared in the side on the cross, hung between two thieves on the cross. He was brought out off the cross and buried in Joseph of Arimathea's borrowed tomb. He died on that cross for you and I, with purpose and with mission. Because he says it is finished. Something catastrophic happened that day. Even the centurion said, this is the Son of God. But it's interesting that the donkey, grief-stricken by the sight of Jesus on the cross, the donkey turned away but could not leave. And I just find that very rewarding to us today, because many times things that are tragic will move us and will have us go away, but we need to have some stubbornness for the Lord. And we need to be steadfast and not move from Jesus. There's a lesson in there somewhere, and I'm going to continue to research that and continue to do some work on that, because there's some blessing in there. But you need a faith as strong as a stubborn donkey in order to make it through this steadfast race, this marathon, not this sprint. It's not the 100-yard dash. It's a lifelong marathon. So as you deal with your trials and your tribulations, I'm sure at times in your life you have either written or you have even said these things, you've even prayed about them, and you've looked to the Lord, you've had to look up and say, God, deliver me as David did. Save me. Remove me. Protect me. Sanctify me. Lord, this is your child calling. I need deliverance. Lord, deliver me. And it's so important, folks, that you know who to go to that can help you in your time of need. We always run to the wrong person. We always run to the wrong party. We always look for our faith and our help in wrong situations. And sometimes, come on, somebody, we get wrapped up in the wrong things. When you get caught up in the world, you were by the world, and all of a sudden you get tackled by the world. Phil Nelson, that you can't let go. But if you look to the hills from what's coming to your help, if you look above to God, who has a panoramic view of everything going on and knows what you're dealing with, you call to God for help. Call to God for relief. And God hears you. His ear is bigger than a donkey who can hear 60 miles. God hears you all the way from heaven. Amen, somebody. God, deliver me. Hurry to help me, Lord. See, we always think God's slow because he don't come when we want him. But God, who works in time, God who establishes time, and God who mandates his time, always on time. So we can ask because we feel the pressure, but we also need to understand that God, when he gets there, is there at the right moment. Remember when there was Lazarus in the grave and he had passed like 3 or 4 days ago, and Jesus had heard about it, but he waited before he came. Reason of waiting is he wanted everyone to know that it was past the time of embalming. The body was what was starting to reek. It was decomposition was taking place, and it looked like there was no turning this thing around. It was over with. Matter of fact, when they got, they saw Jesus coming, Lord, if you'd have been here, you could have saved, you could have helped my brother. It ain't gonna like us this time. But Jesus, as he did with the storm, understands human needs. Take me to him. And then he calls by name, Lazarus, get up. Next thing we know is a body with grave clothes is coming out, and it's Lazarus. And he just said, get up, everybody in the grave would have got up, but he called him by name. God knows you by name. He knows you specifically. He knows your very DNA. And when he calls you, there's no mistake of two. He knows exactly who you are. So when you ask God for specific things, expect God to send to you specificity of love. God, deliver me. Hurry to help me. Lord, anybody needed help? We tell the truth, there's many running around today who feel like they're in great shape and they're really walking around with a neon sign saying, help wanted, help needed. Because your actions really let folks know that you are not balanced. But more so than that, David is praying a prayer that, Lord, he don't want your name to be shamed. He doesn't want wickedness to have an advantage. Look at what he says in verse 2. Let those who seek my life be disgraced and confounded. Let them be confused. Let those who wish me harm be driven back and humiliated. You ever have anybody try to wish you harm? Anyone who tried to harm you? Good to see you, LaWanda. Praise God for you. Or Psalm chapter 70. Let those who seek my life be disgraced and confounded. Let those who wish me harm be driven back and humiliated. Let those who say, ha ha, ha ha, retreat because of their shame. God, I want you to push them back. Don't let them have any advantage on me. I know I'm in the chessboard of life and you have me like a pawn on the chessboard making moves, but don't let them capture me. Don't let them move me, Father. Let me stand and be on your side. Let me be what I need to be. But many times we feel like everyone else has the upper hand. You can't see God moving at the time in which movement is being done. You feel like you're unprotected. Why? Because you're vulnerable. We want to not be vulnerable, but God wants you vulnerable. Put down your pitchfork today. Pick up your prayer. Put down your pistol. Pick up your prayer. Put down your negativity. Ask God for what you need. Look at what he says in verse 4. Let all who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. Father, give us joy, great joy, gladness, not sadness, gladness, not madness with two D's, gladness, Father. Give us something that we can't help but shout it out. With your name. Let those who love your salvation continually say, God is great. Let us not forget whose children we are. Let us not forget what we are. Let us not know where we come from. And in spite of where we're at, in spite of the sticky situation we find ourselves in, God is great. Declaration, no doubt, who our source is. We know that God is great, and we're going to God for deliverance. You can't go anywhere else and get what God has for you. Amen, somebody. And then you need to recognize the humility and your situation compared to God. David says, I am afflicted and I am needy. Pray to me, God, for you are my help and you are my deliverer. See, sometimes we don't have enough time to wait on the Lord. But David is teaching us that when the storms rattle, when stuff gets, you know who to go to. You talk to God and you let him know that he will be the one to deliver you, that you will be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the faith. You will wait on the Lord to do what God has to do in his time. That's a good lesson for all of us to learn. That's a good lesson because some of us want a job or another position. Wait on the Lord. God may have you there for a reason. You have to stay there for another few months or another week or two or another couple of years. In spite of what you think you should be paid or how high you think you should be valued, God gives you great value, but God is using you to share love and to deliver his message through not only verbal, but also through visual of what the masterpiece is all about. And if you just fall apart, people can't get that. That's their expectation. But when you show them something completely different, you're on time to work, you're doing an excellent job at work, you're not getting caught in the tribune at work, but you're not getting caught in the negativity and the pity party and what goes around you, but you're always praising God and lifting it up, that folks will see that. They will see a difference in you, but also they will admire you whether they really want to just tear you apart. Because they have no joy. No one can establish your joy but God. So I pray to God, if I'm going to be anything, Lord, it's you. If I'm going to be delivered, it has to come from you because you are the source of everything. You are my all. And grace and mercy comes only from you. You are my help. You are my deliverer. I'm not looking nowhere else. But Lord, do not delay. I know you have a lot of people to work with. But I'm here, Lord. And I feel like it's an emergency. Do you understand that in the nanoseconds of time that your life is in God's sphere of time, that God knows what your crisis. But I come to you today letting you know that Christ is the Messiah. He is the Christ for all crises. I think that's the best way of saying it. You need Jesus Christ for whatever your crisis is. But it's Christ for all crises. Come to God. God, number one, wants to hear from you. He already knows what you're going to say before you say it, but he wants the humble servant to talk with you. One of the biggest things of divorce today and difficulty and indifference is based on there's no communication. But when communication has been established and all of a sudden the relationship is better. We may not agree. We ain't even agreeing to disagree, but we are able to verbally be on one accord. When's the last time you really had a talk with God? God knows what's in your heart, but he also knows what you're scared to say or what you're holding back. I challenge you today. Before you close your eyes tonight and press a sleeping pillow, hoping that God wakes you in the morning, have a little talk with you. Tell him those things that you've been wanting to talk with him about. Ask him for those things you've been wanting to ask him about. And then allow God to talk to you. Read his word. Listen, and God will deliver to you an answer for whatever your petition is. God won't leave you hanging. Amen, somebody. He hung on the cross so he don't have to leave you and I hanging. If you're here today, you need just a little bit more Jesus. You want to talk about it, call in at 619-924-0767 and we can talk. If not, just want to type in, you can type in your request. But I urge you today, I plead you today, I beg of you, talk to God. God wants to hear from you. And he wants to communicate with you. On not just a politically correct top level thing, he wants to get down into the nitty gritty and deal with what's going on with your life. And God can turn your life around where your tears will lose their song. God can turn your life around where your sin will now make you shout for the Lord. God will turn your life around where you will become, hallelujah, the highest praise will be on the tip of your tongue every time you open your mouth. Don't waste your breath serving Satan. God wants to turn you from sinister into a minister for him. And the word minister is a word that comes from administer. Doesn't necessarily mean that you need to be in a pulpit, but that you are being used as a conduit to share love. Like a nurse administers medication or administers a service to a patient, God wants to use you today, tomorrow. He wants to use you so that he can get a message through you to help somebody else that needs to hear and see him. Be a good representative for the Lord, because his reputation is on the line. And God deserves to be praised. God, deliver me, for you are my help, and you are my deliverer. You need prayer? Type in for prayer. Whatever your needs are, Jesus says, come unto me, all you that are laboring and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon me and learn from me, for I am meek and lowly. You shall find rest for your soul, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Comes by hearing his word, Romans 10:17. So then faith come by hearing, hearing by the word of God, believing God's word, Hebrews 11:6. Without faith, it's impossible to please God, for he that cometh to God must believe that God is, and God is the rewarder of the diligently seeking. Must cause you to repent. Turn to God. Quit getting dizzy doing 360s and turn to God. Do a 180 to the Lord and follow God's word. Except you repent, you will all likewise perish. Luke 13:3-5. Confess the sweetest name to ever roll off a mortal's tongue. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Matthew 10:32. He that confessed me before men, him will I confess before my Father which is in heaven. And he that denies me before men, him will I deny before my Father which is in heaven. Notice the connection. You will speak up for Jesus now. On the day of judgment, Jesus will not speak up for you towards his Father in heaven. And the only attorney who's going to be able to get you through will be the Lord. Amen. And then you must be buried in the watery grave of baptism for the remission of your sins. Cover it up, because your old life needs to be dead, needs to be covered up. Anything buried needs to be dead, so it don't sleep. To rise to the new creation in Christ Jesus. God wants to lift you. He wants to give you the gift of the Holy Spirit that comes after baptism. He wants to bless you beyond measure. For all spiritual blessings are in Christ Jesus. So if you feel you're being blessed now, think about what you're missing. Think about how much may be on the other side. Give God your all, for he died and gave his all for you. sing a song of encouragement for you. You want to call in again, 619-924-0767. Your grace and mercy has brought me through. I'm living this moment because of you. I want to thank you and praise you too for your grace and mercy has brought me through. One more time. Your grace and mercy has brought me through. I'm living in this moment because of you. I want to thank you and praise you too for your grace and mercy has brought me through. Amen. Do something for somebody that they can't repay you for giving Jesus Christ and them crucified. Good to see you, Pat. Haynes Ford, praise God for you. Rhonda, you said, well, thank you, Brother Peavy. A double dose of God's word. I appreciate you and Sister Peavy. Amen. We appreciate you as well, sis. Keep pushing. Keep hanging in there. And we'll see you tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. for prayer. For good news, you can use prayer line at 6 a.m. God bless you in the name of the Lord. Good night, everybody.